Each year we celebrate National Volunteers Week, shining a light on volunteers who are, I think it's fair to say, the lifeblood of many charities. Now today I'm joined by Mary Jones and Joe Keller from RNIB to talk a little bit about the work that volunteers do and perhaps even encourage you to join us as well. From RNIB's point of view, I think it is fair to say volunteers really do mean that we can deliver the services that we do.
Absolutely, Alan, and I am absolutely thrilled to be working so much closer with Joe and all of the volunteering team. You mentioned there just briefly about the impact that volunteers have, and they are truly and genuinely change makers who transform lives. And I love nothing more than hearing Joe tell me with such passion and energy about the work that our volunteer community has. We are so excited about the future of working more closely with volunteers across our services provision and understanding more about the genuine impact they can have across all parts of our organisation.
And they do have an impact across the whole of RNIB, Joe, because there are so many different opportunities, and I suppose for all ages as well, there are opportunities to get involved.
There definitely are, and I think that's one of the real powers of our volunteering at RNIB as well, is it's a real range of opportunities, it's a real range of people's abilities to kind of get involved. So we've got, as you know, Alan, volunteers on Connect Radio, we've got volunteers within our Facebook moderation, we've got volunteers delivering our Living Well with Sight Loss courses, campaigning, fundraising through City Box Collection. So a real range of stuff, which means that we've got something pretty much for everyone, I would say. And we definitely want to encourage as many people as possible to come through and volunteer with us.
I always thought of people who'd retired who were kind of looking for something to fill the time to give something back as well, but that's not the case.
No, I mean, obviously we've got a lot of people who are retired who are volunteering with us, but we also find we have a lot of people who want to come to volunteer to get employment experience. And I think that's really powerful for us. So over the years, we've had quite a few people who've come through, who've accessed our services, they've gone on to volunteer, and then they've gone on to either work with us or work somewhere else. And I think that means that we're obviously giving people really good experiences, but I think it's really helpful that people of all ages can come and volunteer with us.
Volunteers, they're all over in society. We reflect often, don't we, Joe? My own brother, John Paul, he's such a proud volunteer for our talk and support. My husband, he volunteers at our local para surf club, where my little boy, who's got low vision, is a fabulous surfer. And so they are all over in society. But to your point, Alan, absolutely. In our mental health area, we've seen fantastic growth and success over the past 12 months. The support in our counselling and mental health space has increased from 4 to 42 volunteers over the past 12 months, which has enabled 6,000 more mental health support hours. Now, that is just incredible in light of where we are continuing to see such strain on critical services. That truly is an example of the power that our volunteers can bring to our mission.
Think about people losing their sight. We think about getting them back into work or rehabilitation, gadgets, technology to help, but the mental side of it can be challenging for them. That can certainly, I think, could be maybe the first major step that people need support with.
Absolutely, and can be an incredible enabler to just allowing someone to have a personal conversation in a safe space to help them understand what their sight loss journey means for them and what next steps there are and where we can further help support them. And that often, Alan, does come through in the education and the employment space, which we know are critical parts of our impact area focus here at RNIB. So I'm incredibly proud of the work of the team in that space enabled by volunteers. And there are really clear links back to core important parts of the work we have to do across all parts of society, but namely in education and employment also.
Being that we are RNIB, I suppose equally important to have volunteers and staff who have that lived experience of sight loss as well. They can really help our customers, whether it's a one-to-one basis or in teams as well, because they really do understand what it's like to be blind or partially sighted.
They do, and I think we get really good feedback on that. One of the volunteers shared with us, they're a campaigning volunteer, and they shared the impact it has, not just in terms of being able to share that lived experience, but the impact for them personally. So they said that it made them feel like them, that when they're volunteering, they're just them, they're not their disability, they're just who they are. And they really like that, they really value that, and they really value that RNIB don't see the disability, they see the person behind that. And I think that's really important that we hold on to that as an organisation. I'm really proud that we've seen an increase over the years of the number of people who are blind or partially sighted volunteering with us. And this month we've hit an all-time high of 69% of our volunteers. And I think that's really, really valuable to bring that lived experience in. It makes us far stronger. It makes us better informed. It makes us make better decisions. And I think it's really important that that's part of our volunteering and a really strong part of our volunteering.
I agree, Joe. And just to build on that, I think that representation that you speak of gives us immense value across all parts of the eye care support pathway, from point of diagnosis all the way through to somebody being able to live well with their sight loss. How we embed our volunteers across all critical stages of that pathway is of tremendous importance.
And you, Mary, as you say, you know, you seem to be in your family's lifeblood anyway, that the volunteering is a great thing for you. So you guys must get a lot from it too.
It's just incredible, Alan. I had a day off work and we were about the Lough Shore, and which is a surf resort in Scotland. It's a fabulous place for all athletes to train, but it's an incredibly safe space for para athletes to train and surf. And I just had tingles. I was stood on the side, watching my little boy in the water, my husband, who was in the water, helping all of the para-athletes. It was just fantastic. And Joe, we wax lyrical, don't we, about how much my brother just loves spending time with the talk and support team. And I myself, Alan, I've just retired. I say that like it was a permanent role, but I've just finished a 4-year stint as a welfare officer in grassroots football. So it's absolutely everywhere. So I do truly understand the motivations and how rewarding this is for the organisation, but also for the individual critically to give back to their local society.
And what about you, Joe? Have you put in a few volunteer hours yourself?
I have, and one of the things I'm really proud of that we've introduced at RNIB is the ability for RNIB staff to volunteer. So we offer up to 5 days to all of our staff to do that. That's something people can do within RNIB, or they can do that outside of RNIB and kind of bring that learning back. So I've been really lucky to do that. I've volunteered with what's known as our Voice of the Customer program, and I know you talk about that a lot on Connect Radio. And being a facilitator for those groups has been invaluable for me. It's really, really helped me to understand the lived experience and to bring that into my role and to be bringing that into my considerations of things we do as an organisation and where we can grow and involve more volunteers. But also I find it incredibly motivating for me to hear the feedback that we get on the services that we provide, and the impact for people is incredibly powerful. So I just really do feel that firsthand. And then I've also done volunteering with other organisations outside of RNIB. So I volunteer with Parkinson's UK and I'm on a board for another organisation. And I just think that everything I've learned is really important. And I bring that back into RNIB as well, as kind of understanding what it's like to be a volunteer, some of the things that might frustrate people, some of the things they love, and how we can really enhance what we do in RNIB as well. So yeah, I'd really encourage anybody who's thinking about volunteering to give it a go, because you get so much out of it and so much more than you would realise you would get.
Joe, you touch on it. It's such a brilliant way of being able to gain new perspectives, develop skills, and be able to really hone your own craft and learn more about organisations and society overall.
One of the areas you touched on earlier, Mary, was around counselling. And I think, again, that shows the benefit of volunteering and understanding lived experience. So one of our counsellors said to us that they are a sighted person, they're studying, they're being able to use their skills, they're being able to use what they learn, and they're gaining so much from volunteering with us as a counsellor. But more importantly, they're really, really learning so much about the lived experience of sight loss and its impacts. And so they describe the role as a real privilege, because they're able to meet people from all walks of life and they're able to then take that into their practice and their counselling going forward. So I think there's just a lot of power in what you can get from volunteering and those impacts that will live with you forever.
I lost my sight back in 2000 and I had to give up work. So I kind of threw myself into volunteering with guide dogs and with RNIB, in fact. And that led to me getting back into employment as well. So, you know, there is that path, there is that support. You know, if people would like to find out more about volunteering for RNIB, is there a way to get info? How do they go about that?
We would love to speak with you if you're interested in that. So there are a few different options. So you can either visit our website, which is rnib.org.uk/volunteering. You can drop my team an email by emailing volunteering@rnib.org.uk, or you can call us via the helpline, and that's 0303 123 9999, and then you can select option 4 and then option 2, and you can speak to one of our advisors who'd be delighted to have a chat and talk to you about volunteering in a bit more detail, what you're interested in, and then talk to you about the different roles that we've got available.
Well, hopefully we've encouraged you to get involved. To Joe and to Mary, thanks to both of you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks very much, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.